Greetings of the day, friends. We come to the seventh chapter, which is industrial housekeeping, right? And now the housekeeping word is very easy to understand. Housekeeping means keeping your house in order. Similarly, as you know, some financial people will know bookkeeping doesn't mean that you keep books, but keeping the books in order means entries in order. Similarly, housekeeping means keeping your house in order so that it is nice, clean, and very well maintained. Let's look at what's here in this chapter to understand industrial housekeeping and how it is different and how we can correlate it to certain things what we do on a day-to-day basis in our life and understand the topic better. Okay, let's move ahead. Now, which picture do you like? The one on the top left or the other one on the bottom right? Definitely, everybody would like the one on the bottom right. During bachelorhood days, you could have the top left picture, but afterwards you could have something like this, right? Okay. Now, these are a very visual example of what good and bad is all about. What finds you visually appealing? Hopefully, you agree with me that you find this one more appealing than this one. Okay. Let's see. Now, as I said, housekeeping. Now, housekeeping is very simple. Keeping everything spick and span, clean, okay, and everything is kept in the right place, okay. Things which are supposed to be in certain slots or drawers or boxes are exactly kept where they are, okay. Housekeeping is very essential to keep safe workplaces, right. Suppose you are doing some work, if you are maintaining a machine, if you are doing some maintenance on it, and if you have changed the oil, doesn't mean that you leave the used barrel of oil there and it spills and somebody slips over it, right? So it is necessary that you do housekeeping or keep the surroundings clean so that there are no injuries which happen. Effective housekeeping, definitely, apart from as we seen in the picture, you would like to work here or you would like to work here, definitely. So this is more appealing to the eye. What it will do, okay, it will reduce the hazards, right? If you see the earlier picture, it will be difficult for you to maneuver, right? It will also cause a lot of health issues, okay, a lot of bacteria or other such insects could harbor there and create. It will prevent untoward incidents like somebody tripping over certain things, as I explained earlier about if you have done some maintenance, you leave the barrel of oil there and if it tips over, then people could slip, okay. And then it also looks very nice and good to the eye, right? That's where it is. Now, what we are trying to say is that housekeeping does not only mean cleanliness, right? It also means a lot of other things, right? It means that not only the work areas are neat and clean, but they are clear of all encumbrances, right? There is not something lying on the floor, there is not something kept haphazardly which could tip over and cause an accident. So that is what we are trying to say here, okay? It also means that you do work in a very structured manner, right? That means the storage area is clearly marked, okay? The garbage area is also clearly marked. It doesn't mean that only material storage and everything, the product output area is marked, but also garbage. Suppose if in your factory you are using some powder or chemical or liquid, or if in your office you are using papers, right? So where do we keep the other papers? The papers either could go in a dustbin or a central bin or a shredding bin, right? So all areas are very clearly marked. There is very clearly marked where there is a place to work, passages, and all those things. Now what happens when poor housekeeping is there? As we said earlier, definitely first and foremost, it will be a health hazard. It will be an eyesore. A lot of objects lying loosely around could cause tripping, right? And if, as I said, if the floor is sticky, wet, you could also slip If the items are not properly stored, then it you will not only have difficulty in finding them, but they also could be cause of accidents by somebody slipping or tripping from top. Your poor housekeeping. If the tools, tackles are not kept properly, they could cause all these accidents. Cutting, puncturing, tearing and all that thing, right? If spare parts are lying here and there, while somebody walking, somebody could trip over, they could, somebody would get hurt on his foot because of it, right? So these are all the effects of poor housekeeping. Now, it doesn't mean that the housekeeping is done by a certain department. A person who is doing work also needs to be trained on how to keep his workplace safe and clean. If you remember, during civil and utilities part, we had seen something called as autonomous maintenance. Now, this is where that gets correlated. Autonomous maintenance is that when you are doing certain work, you have to ensure that you check the equipment, you do it properly, and when you finish your work also, you keep them in the right place. Now, people who are doing housekeeping, they also have to ensure if they are swabbing the floor with chemical or soap or the floor is wet, then whilst doing that, you have to keep the signage wet, slippery floor. So that when people are crossing, they know, yes, they have to be extra cautious because the floor is wet. Right? A good housekeeping not only does these things, okay, it is much more than that. They do cleaning, they will do day-to-day thing, they could be the weekend thing, the spring cleaning, the waste disposal which is generated, and also we have to contribute to it that we don't dispose of waste everywhere, they are placed in proper areas, right? Then definitely removal of unused material, inspection to ensure that the cleanliness is complete. That is everybody's responsibility. If you see that there is a spillage somewhere and you are not equipped to clean it, then please call up the housekeeping. They will have the necessary tools and tackles or cleaning materials to clear it off. Now, the other important part to any housekeeping is inspection, right? Inspection is visual as well as physical, right? If you see a wall, then you definitely come to know, yes, there is a stain here or whatever. But sometimes there would be some places where you need to actually touch it to identify whether it's clean or unclean, right? So inspection is very necessary, okay? And while doing inspection, you could come to know that yes, these things are not done. And the best way to do inspection in a structured manner is that you have a checklist, right? So suppose there is a washroom, then you need to have a checklist wherein the guy checks the washroom once every hour or 40 minutes, half an hour or something, right? And ensures that everything is working, there is no water spilled, there is toilet roll, tissue paper, right? All that stuff. If there is a staircase, then he sees that the staircase is clean, nothing is fallen on the staircase. You know, all those things. And it's a lot more when you are doing a manufacturing facilities or an industrial setup. Dirt and dust removals. Dirt and dust removal is not only the one which is like papers and everything. It is also for the exhaust and the ventilation system, right? A lot of dirt gets collected there, right? So it is necessary that your ventilation and exhaust systems are cleaned properly so that you have fresh air. There are vacuum cleaners for your carpets and everything. But the industrial vacuum cleaners can do both dry and wet. They have better blowing or suction power. They can do a lot of things. They have more fittings and more equipments wherein they can serve an industrial setup. And those vacuum cleaners are completely different than what you use at home. But the principle remains the same, right? Now, Employee facilities, definitely there are washroom, there are lockers, okay, which are necessary for them, and they should be very well maintained in a very clean manner, right? The other part is that when I said whilst doing the checkup, when we were saying inspection, as I said, they need to have good supply of soap, hand towels, toilet rolls, tissue papers, and everything needs to be kept in the right manner. Okay, now what happens when things are not good? Okay, so what we say, if the floor is not very well maintained, there could be accidents, somebody could slip. If the light fixtures are not cleaned on a regular basis, they will reduce in performance. That means if the glass on the light fixtures is not clean, they will give the same amount of light, but the intensity of the light will be lesser, or the lux level would be lesser. Aisles, if they have a lot of unnecessary storage of boxes of unwanted goods, will become narrow, right? And neither people nor vehicles can move. Suppose you have a gate, and next to a gate you have kept scrap, right? And if the scrap is jutting on the road, then definitely it would be a cause for an accident. If it is on the walkway, then people while walking on that walkway would be exposed to risk wherein they could trip and fall and meet up with an accident. Okay, so as we said, is that prevention is the best measure. So if you are doing your job properly, if you know there is an oil in a barrel, then the barrel needs to be sealed or covered properly so that they don't spill. There is regular cleaning of not only the floors, equipments, but also the machines. Okay, other way is to, whenever you are doing some maintenance, is to use drip pans. Okay, suppose you are changing oil, then you need to have a pan wherein you collect the used oil. Okay, so there are many ways of ensuring that you, while doing your maintenance work, do not generate trash or do not generate situations wherein you create situations where there is a risk of an accident happening, right? Now we talk about tools and equipment. So it is necessary, as I said, that all things needs to be kept properly. Or hammer should be kept in a proper slot, or if there are nuts and bolts and screws, they should be kept in a proper space which is earmarked for them. They can't be lying haphazardly either in a drawer or on a workbench. So everything has to be kept in proper space. You can't have a hammer on your workbench which is at the edge. There is a possibility of you elbowing out and it falling on your leg or somebody's leg, right? So the tool room should be very neatly maintained. The workbench wherein you are doing your work, all things should be kept in order. Then if you are asking for special tools, then please ensure that they are returned back to the slot or to the person from whom you have borrowed. Okay, it is necessary that workers or people, whenever they use them, ensure that the tools are clean. Okay, they are not damaged. If they are not working properly, then please ensure that you inform someone that this tool is managed and this needs to be replaced. When we talk about maintenance, we had a huge chapter on maintenance and many slides, but this is the basic thing of maintenance. Maintenance generally means that you ensure that you keep the building in clean, very well functioning, so that you get better output or better efficiency from that building, that machine, that equipment, or whatever it is. So maintenance is necessary and it is required so that the equipment or the premises or industry or factory performs better. And housekeeping is definitely one big part of it. Housekeeping doesn't only mean cleaning, clearing, but housekeeping means in very different ways, being structured, being working in a very orderly manner. Now, maintenance also includes maintaining the sanitary facility, as I mentioned, the washrooms. Okay, it also ensures that the walls are kept clean, not only always washing them, but also painting them from time to time. If there are leakages, cracks, those all need to be filled. If there are windows which are broken there, the glass pane needs to be changed, or the entire window has to be changed, right? So there are many such things which have to be taken care of, because if they are not proper, then they could cause accidents and would also affect the morale and the efficiency of the workers. Waste disposal. Now we generate a lot of waste. It should be disposed properly. If you have a green thing, then definitely there are ways of identifying waste. Basically, in two categories, cyclable and recyclable, and something which has to be discarded forever, right? And then the recyclable can be plastic, paper, tin cans, okay? And non-recyclable would be like organic waste or some e-waste which cannot be recycled but has to be disposed of permanently, right? So it is necessary that you have these bins where the waste can be segregated, and it is everybody's responsibility to ensure that the right kind of waste goes into the right kind of bin. Storage. Now, if you have a better housekeeping or maintenance schedule, then you can optimize the storage. If materials are stored haphazardly, then you don't have a good optimization of space, and where you could store or put in 5 or 6 things, you will end up only utilizing it to store 2 or 3 things, right? Also, it is necessary that if you have shortage, then you highlight it and you take actions either on a temporary or a permanent basis, right? This will also reduce any untoward incidents, right? And it also becomes very easy and efficient to manage storages, right? The storage should be in such a place that it doesn't affect your day-to-day activities, right? They could be very well managed, very well stocked, so that everybody knows that where materials are stored. Okay, they should be very much clear from the eyes, from the workplace, right? And if you have an overhead sprinkler system, they should not interfere with the sprinkler system. Now, remember in TPM, there was a column at the bottom which said 5S. Okay, this 5S is again derivated from Japanese concept of management, and if I am not mistaken, this was first used by Toyota. So basically it says sort, okay, systemize, sweep, sanitize, and self-discipline. So if you have these 5 things in order, you will perform much better and in a much efficient manner. Now let's identify each of this 5 pointed, each of these points again the pointed star. Sorting. Okay, what sorting means is that you basically see what all different types of spare part, material or whatever you have, okay, classify them and store them in the correct place, so you optimally use your storage, right? Something which can be used, something which cannot be reused, and based on that you can store them or you can keep them in a proper manner. Something which you use on a daily basis could be very close to you. Something which you use once a year or once a month or once a week could be, depending upon their frequency of use, can be stored in the correct manner. And something which you will never need, like scrap, or something which you no longer need, that should be disposed of. Systemizing. Now, if you have done the first part, sorting very clearly about repairable, non-repairable, things which you need and frequency of use, then you come to the next stage. That is systemizing, right? As I said, something which you use daily should be at your hand's reach. Something which you do weekly, it should be a little away. Monthly, more farther away. And once in a year, farthest away, right? And it should be accessible. It doesn't mean that you keep it at the back and then you have to remove everything in the front to access that. Okay, so it should be very properly allocated, marked, right? Like daily use could be in the bottom shelf, and then what you use very rarely could be on the top shelf. Okay, or they could be color coded, so it is easy for you to identify, right? So there are different ways and different strategies to do that. Now, systemizing further is also a very unique and a very structured way of keeping all items in clear manner, right? Like you have so many other equipments like trolley, bins, forklifts, you know, they should be, they should have parking places, storage, whether it is material, drawings, you know, if you have files, then they should be indexed properly. They should have proper racks. If there are very important drawings, then they should be in fire safe. If there are certain documents, then they should be stored properly. Right? Now, other part where we come, spick and span, right? So, this part, cleaning machine, working desk, you know, responsibility. As we said, we had that autonomous cleaning. Okay, so here it is. And then you had the other part, which was planned preventive maintenance. A, B, C, daily, weekly, monthly checklist. So, this is where it all comes together, that you should have a calendar, or you should have time, date and responsibility assigned to every activity. Now, all there are certain things, as I said, can be done by employees, and there are certain things which would be which you would require third party. Okay, so the daily cleaning or the basic thing can be done by employees. Not only do that, but also train them not to generate waste. Okay. If there is certain byproduct or there is something waste which is generated by them while doing their day-to-day work, they should, if possible, segregate themselves or ask for help and get them segregated and assist in moving it to scrapyard, gardens or godowns, right? Like I said, if it is organic waste, it can be used to make compost for gardens. Right. If it is supposed to be disposed, then it goes to the scrapyard. If it is recyclable, then it can be gone to godown, or surplus material, it can be gone to the godown. Right. Now, what people also have to look is that keep what machine or system they are using regularly. Keep an eye or be vigilant on identifying whether the machine is performing as it is supposed to be or it is not performing, or it is making some squeaky noise, right? Then they could look for, you know, leaks, cracks, you know, and various other things. Whilst doing their work, they can identify that, no, this one bulb is fused or this tube light is not working. So this is where the feedback from the employees needs to come to the management, and the management or the maintenance or housekeeping department can take necessary action to get it cleared. Now, other part is serene atmosphere. We had seen in the very first picture that the pick on the top left was not appealing as the one on the right bottom, right? So definitely a clean and a very structured, nice environment not only gives you a good working space, but also boosts your morale. It doesn't stop only at the surrounding, but also if you are using work clothes, they should be neat and clean. Okay, they should be all the protective equipment should be in the right place. Okay, you should follow all the norms, right? If you are using common areas like washrooms and everything, please use it judiciously. Don't waste water. Don't throw used towels and napkins on the floor. Please ensure that you drop it in the bin. Like, and then other thing is that whilst you are doing all this thing, everybody has to be vigilant. So you have to look for any kind of untoward abnormalities in functioning of a machine. It could be noise, vibration, heat, you know, and all those other things. You have to ensure that your workplace has got adequate lighting, has got good ventilation and a good exhaust system, right? And to do all of these, definitely what you need is self-discipline. Self-discipline has to get inculcated or trained. You have to do refreshers. How do you do refreshers? Is by putting posters, banners. You could give them booklets, or you could organize a training program for them. Okay. If you have a very complicated process, please ensure that you have work procedures. Right. How you know that you, no matter whether it is an engineer or whoever it is always mentioned on the machine, please switch off the power source before performing any maintenance. So that is what I'm talking about, right? Then it is necessary that you have checklist, okay? And you have a person assigned who does the daily checklist. The person who does it needs to have proper training and guidance. There are certain things which your employees can do. There are certain things where you need a service engineer from an OEM or the service provider. It is necessary that all the procedures are followed as prescribed. Okay. And how you do it, whether you are doing it, there should be audits. And the idea of doing the audits is that you identify whether the process you are following is correct. You can identify some new risk, then you can come up with action plan to mitigate those risks. And please always stick to the rules. If there is certain guidelines given, please ensure you follow to the guidelines, because that will not only make your life easy but everybody's life easy. Right now, as we had seen earlier, you can outsource security. Similarly, you can outsource housekeeping. Okay, this will not only reduce your cost, okay, but also the company can concentrate, or the organization can concentrate on core activity. There are certain agencies whose core competency housekeeping, they keep on looking at better ways of maintaining facilities and can help you have your facility a world-class facility, right? If you outsource it, then definitely you can free your internal resources. Their time can be used to doing something more productive in towards the organization, right? If there are insufficient resources, then these free internal resources can be used for those activities. Okay. And the other most important part is that the risk, what you said, is that this is an unnecessary risk of housekeeping, which if you are a manufacturing unit or IT unit, housekeeping is not your core, right? Your core competency is something else. So you can transfer that risk to a service provider or a partner company, and you can share the risk with him. Now, similar to security, the outsourcing model gives flexibility, right? Acceleration of projects, quicker time to market. Is typically you can have free resources which can be utilized for your core activities, okay, and you have trained people, okay, that can do the activity much faster and in a more efficient manner. Suppose tomorrow there is a spillage, if you had an in-house department, you would have a limited resources. But if you have given it to a service partner, he can call in additional resources, and that can be tackled much better. They are doing this on a day-to-day basis, so they understand what are the industry best practices and use it. They could even help you with knowledge transfer from their experience. They are definitely cost effective. They will give you an expense chart for a full annum or the term of the contract. Okay, they have access to flexibility. That means they have a lot of resources who do this on a day-to-day basis, so they could come up with creative ideas wherein you can have your facility managed better. They have a lot of resource pool, and this being their core competency, their focus is much better than us doing it. I hope you learned a lot from this chapter, and this has been very helpful to you. Thank you very much.